Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Rafael Martinez Moreno. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matt, for having me here.
And, well, the reason why we are interviewing is because you are presenting here your feature that's called The Missing Round. It's a great film. I mean, I watched it and I really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to our conversation, but I always hate asking this. But for the benefit of our listeners who are not familiar with the film yet, would you like to maybe say a few words to introduce it a little bit first?
This is a Colombian film. It happens in Cartagena, the north of Colombia, the Caribbean part. And it's the story about Reinaldo El Piedra Salgado. This is a boxer who is at the end of his career. When he gets paid to lose, to be a loser, he's like a kind of a professional loser. Yeah. One day, there is this little kid called Brader, who appears claiming to be his son. Mm-hmm. And from that point, they are going just to build a kind of a family, because they are like two solitaries, and Reinaldo will find someone that is going to give him some company, and Brader is going to learn how to admire not a boxing champion, but a parent who makes sacrifices for him.
A parent who literally takes punches for his sake. Well, first of all, you know, the boxing element of this film, boxing is a very cinematic sport, I think, right? But, of course, the representation of this film, it seems to come from a very real place. And I wondered whether you are familiar with the world, how familiar you are with the world in which the story takes place.
Actually, I'm from Cartagena, and Cartagena used to be the boxing capital of Colombia. All the world champions were from Cartagena. It was a sport that used to be big there, but not anymore. So what I wanted is to make a tribute to them, to that old generation that is not going to happen again. And actually, it's like more than real, because I didn't use professional actors. All the characters were played by like the real people from the boxing world, and the most challenging thing was to teach them how to act.
Yes.
I mean, because they were no actors, so especially for a boxer, sometimes they are more used to hide their feelings. You know, they have to be tough. They have to be always like a poker face. So for them was a really challenge to do the film.
Well, that's interesting that you're saying that these actors are not professional and they actually come from the boxing world. And I would like to know more about it. Then, how do you teach them how to behave in front of a camera? Because I have trouble with that myself sometimes. I can imagine that having a camera pointing at you must not be easy.
It is tough for most of us. But the first thing that we did, we spent like 6 months looking for the perfect guys for the movie, like the perfect actors. Not all of them were in it, because not all of them had the sensitivity or the passion to do it. You know, because sometimes if you don't have the talent, you can have the passion, and I mean, with that passion, you can do a lot of things. But we bring a acting coach to work with them, like a couple of months before the shooting. And also, one thing that I did a lot on set was having a lot of takes. Sometimes the crew wanted to kill me, because it was like, I could have like 15 takes of one shot. But I shoot it almost like a rehearsal, you know. I was playing as much as I could with the scenes and looking for some new things or sometimes when they have done it like too many times, they just forget about the whole set thing, the whole crew. So it was, in this case, I find it very, very useful to have this many takes.
I heard about, people hear about Stanley Kubrick doing that in Eyes Wide Shut, and another filmmaker, one of my favorite filmmakers, Miloš Forman, used to do it. And the reason why they would do that, you know, the multiple takes, was that they wanted to get rid of the acting. And they wanted to get, you know, so as soon, when you get to like the 100th take, you're not even acting anymore. It just comes out of you. I suppose that might have something to do with it, right?
Exactly. It happens the same with David Fincher. There are a few directors that are like famous for doing that. I don't know if I'm going to do it in that way again. I mean, I just felt it was the right way to do it this time.
Yeah. How real is the main character of Piedra? Is it perhaps even inspired by the protagonist of the film, or is it a real person that you met or that you're familiar with?
I was lucky to find him because he was actually the first guy that I met on the casting process. He used to be a boxer, but he wasn't a loser. He was a really good boxer when he was on his days. He's now 50 years old, so he hasn't boxed in a while. Even though he keeps like practicing it just for to be like fit, but when I met him, he was like, he had to lose like 12 pounds. He was a bit fatter than the character in the movie. His career was more focused on the amateur and on the amateur side of the boxing, and when he wanted to become professional, a couple of guys want to use him as a bait, you know, and that's why he quit. So he understood the character of the movie. He understood the frustration. He understood this universe. Even though he didn't have the same experience, he was close to that. And so that not only helped him, but also helped me a lot, because he could sometimes show me like different things that I haven't wrote, you know, like
technical things maybe, right?
Yeah, technically and little details from the events of the of how people behave sometimes in those situations. Because before the movie, I wasn't a huge fan of boxing. I prefer the universe of the boxing world than the sport by itself. But because of the movie and because he told me so much about the little details, not only technical things about the sport, but also about the people within, I just felt in love with the whole boxing world.
Yeah, because going back to the tradition of boxing movies, I've always wondered about that, because there's so many great films that were made in about the boxing ring and the universe of the boxing ring, and I wonder whether it's because it's so violent, but at the same time so much violence that happens in the ring and sometimes even around it also opens up possibilities for kindness and warmth, such as the one that is portrayed in the relationship between the boxer and the kid who may be his son.
Yeah, definitely. I guess universal is keep balance of things, you know. When you are so violent, you leave all your violence on the ring, but outside of the ring, you have like more things to express about yourself.
It's
like,
got a lot to do with masculinity, I guess, right?
Yeah, especially the whole movie was made in the Caribbean, Cartagena, where there is a strong macho culture, you know, Latin macho culture, so. That's why for me it was so important also to bring his kid to the story, you know, because he was going to show a different side of a boxer, you know. That was very important, to show different kind of masculinity also in the macho culture in Colombia.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, this is all the time that we have, but and it's kind of sad because I would have had more to ask you, but We got to be respectful of the time. But thank you so much for joining us and talking with us about your film. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you for the invitation, and it was a pleasure.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.